Ladies and gentlemen, I thank you deeply for your attendance this evening. Since its inception, Spence has enjoyed a reputation as an institution where girls become the finest of young ladies. But for many years, our great school has borne the painful reminder of a terrible tragedy. I speak of the East Wing and the fire that claimed it, along with the lives of two of our girls and of our beloved founder, Eugenia Spence. But in her honour, we have resurrected the East Wing, and your generous donations shall make it possible to see to its refurbishment. I humbly thank you. And now, without further ado, I should like to present a programme by our shining jewels. These jewels of which I speak are not diamonds or rubies, but the kind and noble girls of Spence.
Mrs. Nightwing dabs quickly at her eyes and takes her seat. Several of the younger girls, princesses and fairies all, perform a dance, enchanting the guests with their easy innocence. A man sidles up next to me. His mask hides his face, but I'd know that voice anywhere.
Nice evening for a party, isn't it?
What are you doing here? I demand, my heartbeat quickening.
I was invited, love.
He grins like a devil. I snarl low in his ear. If you do anything to me or my family or my friends, if you make any move at all, I shall employ the magic against you in such a way that you'll never threaten anyone ever again. Falson's grin is quick and wide.
That's the spirit, love.
He puts his mouth dangerously close to my neck.
But don't fret, Miss Doyle. I'm not here tonight for you. Is your friend Kartik here? If not, it's no worries. I'll find him, I'm sure.
Kartik. I turn and run from the room as the little girls curtsy politely, like the adorable dolls they are, and the guests applaud them. I'm out of breath by the time I reach Kartik in the boathouse. Falson is here. I believe he's come for you, I gasp, to hurt you. He doesn't seem alarmed, doesn't make a move. Did you hear what I said?
Yes,
he says, closing his book.
The Odyssey. I finished it, if you'd care to read it.
I grab hold of his arm. We have to hide you. I could turn you into someone else, or...
I'll not go into hiding again,
he says.
And I'm not concerned about Mr. Falson.
You're not? He places the book on a high ledge by the window.
I've changed my mind. I need to know if I'm... I need to know. Do you understand?
You're ready to see the realms, I say.
I don't know that I'm ready,
he says, with a small scoffing laugh.
But I would go. I would see them.
I offer him my hand. Trust me. Kartik laces his fingers in mine.
Show me.
We must be careful, I say. With everyone watching the performance, the lawn is empty and silent, but I wouldn't want to draw any attention. We crouch and run low across the grass until we reach the turret of the East Wing. I put my hand out. The air crackles. The door shimmers into view. Kartik's face shows true awe.
That is extraordinary,
he whispers. That is nothing, I say. I grip his hand and lead him through the corridor, and when we go through the door, he is a man transformed. Welcome to the realms, I say.